like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, stealing everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing people like show people. There's no stealing like stealing show people. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops. When you are stealing, your heart beats like a drum. When you're stealing, you get that sheriff who escorts you out of town. You're broken-hearted, but you go on. Even when you are stealing, the turkey that you know will fold. Be stealing out in the cold. Still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the stealing. 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 And
why, baby?
Because there's no business like stealing using my nose. Angels come everywhere with lots of music, and when you butcher it, there's no attack. Where could you get music that you don't give back? And top of that, you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra music. Let's go on with the stealing. Everything that music business people don't allow. Yesterday they told you butcher music would not go far. That night you opened and there you are. Stealing music. Let's go on with the on with the let's go.
It's not the end of what you just saw, and I also don't have any intention of stealing the show, but with Mark's encouragement, I wanted to officially welcome you to the new school. I'm Karen Coney, the director of the Viralist Center for Art and Politics, and we're absolutely thrilled to have Mark here, Negative Land, Adventures in Illegal Art. I'm going to refrain from summarizing even Mark's extensive biography. Just briefly want to indicate that he is a co-founder of Negative Land together with three other artists, Richard Lyons, Don Joyce, and David Wills. And looking at some of the press coverage, just very briefly, I'm going to tell you that they are fearless artists or foolhardy risk takers. That's the LA Weekly, brutally hilarious, a compelling argument for the anti-copyright movement. And then also a mention that for more than 20 years, Negative Land has earned renown for manipulation of both tape and media. It was in fact in 1984 that Negative Land coined the term culture jamming, and it's exhilarating and also somewhat alarming that this term and their whole tremendously courageous and wonderfully funny battle is still going on, namely the liberation of copyright. Without further delaying, Mark Hosler, please help me in welcoming him.
Yeah, why are we still fighting about this stuff 26 years later? It's silly. Thank you. This turnout is fantastic. In fact, I was going to say that if anyone wants to move in or move their seats, or like there's this whole open area, if you want to move your chair to get a better view of the films, please do so.
Anywhere we can say something about fire code.
I think that we've got the thing up the middle here. I think we're good. I think, you know, you can all run out when the fire starts right through there. So we'll be fine. That piece that I showed is actually something we just made in the last year. That's something brand new. And we had fun basically taking the recording industry's claims that downloading music is exactly the same as shoplifting and and stealing. And we just thought we'd take them at their, you know, face value and make a little piece out of it. But it's taken a long time to get us to where we are now. And I guess because of the issues our work touches upon, I've been finding in the last few years that Negative Land has been asked to speak about what we do. And I've ended up talking at schools like this, law schools, art schools, film fest, anarchist events, independent media events. And I guess the way I want to talk about our work is just to sort of start from the beginning of how we did all this. Because we never intended to be shit-stirring, anti-corporate artists, you know, activists getting sued and getting in trouble and all that. Someone says, yeah, right. But no, it's true. I was 16 years old. My friends and I like to lock ourselves in our bedrooms, and instead of, doing drugs or whatever else other kids were doing, we were playing around with synthesizers and sticking, you know, chopsticks in between guitar strings and making strange noises. And one of the things that we learned about very early on in using sound, manipulating sound, was that you could take recording tape. I bet some of you are old enough to even know what this is. Is that right? It's reels, they go around. Okay, she's old enough, she knows. And you can actually take a razor blade and you can cut this. Now nowadays, of course, I mean, cut and paste is a command in your computer, you know. I mean, I really think that one of the things a computer is, among many things, is it's like the ultimate appropriation collage box. It practically just screams out, you know, to take things and reuse them and repurpose them. But back then, this was magical, that you could actually take sound and rearrange it. You could actually take a piece of tape and tape one end to the other so it would repeat over and over again, a tape loop. All of this stuff is just absolutely nothing if you're, you know, a 12-year-old playing around with a, you know, a little sound editing program on your parent's iMac. You know, you can do all this. But this was really amazing, incredible stuff. And for some reason, and it's not a term we would have used back then, but basically Negative Land has, I don't know, maybe we have, I was recently thinking you might say we have boundary issues, and that we have very poor boundaries, a very poor sense of boundaries, and that we kind of end up taking in the whole world as literally the public domain. Anything is up for grabs to make something if it works, if it's cool, if it sounds good, if it looks good. That might be playing a guitar riff, banging on a drum, a recording of our parents in the kitchen baking. We used to, you know, record our families all the time back when we were teenagers. could be the TV set is on, the radio, you know, a pop song playing on the radio. And so any of this stuff, you know, was just all seemed like good stuff to use in making sound and combining things and rearranging stuff. And we weren't thinking about copyright law. We didn't know anything about it. There weren't lawsuits about this. The word sampling didn't even exist. People didn't own personal computers. Well, before I talk more about our work, I want to just get right into playing an example of it. And what I'm going to do tonight is that all the examples I'm going to play for you, instead of just playing you sound, many years after making a lot of these audio tracks, we've collaborated with different experimental filmmakers. And the first one I showed you was with a filmmaker named James Gladman. Anyway, we've made a lot of short films to go along with these things. And they were never like promotional videos or anything made at the time, but I think this will be more entertaining for you all, because everyone likes watching TV.